think the Beatles have come to this country and taken all our women away, and everybody's going crazy about them. They're nothing. They don't have any talent. They're completely bad. They stink.
Do you agree to that?
The world is treating me bad. Misery.
I'll tell you this, that entire crowd on Park Avenue is tuned in. They are like right with the All-Americans of WABC, and they have been all afternoon. And I think to welcome you aboard there, I think everybody out on Park Avenue listening to Scotso and Big Dan now ought to sing We Love You Beatles. Let's hear it on Park Avenue, the whole crowd. The thousands of fans on Park Avenue, they're tuned to 77 to WABC. We love you down there on Park Avenue. Cousin Brucey is here, Scotso's here, and the Beatles are here, of course. The Beatles are here. Dan, we expect Ringo here very shortly. And any record that you play, the fans on Park Avenue are singing right along. You can turn up the volume and you'll hear them singing right along with the record.
Very good.
We're anticipating Ringo's arrival in our WABC any minute now. And we'll be broadcasting. So, Daddy Bird, this is Scotso for Cousin Brucey and Jim Gordon and everything, just having a ball with the greatest people in the world, our WABC listeners on Park Avenue. You can hear them now, Dan. As a matter of fact, as we go out, Dan?
Yeah.
How would you like to have him yell for Ringo?
Whoopee! Yeah.
Let's hear it for Ringo out there. Ringo! 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 Ringo!
I'm George, Ringo. We love WABC!
Everybody to everybody all along there and all along there and all along there. Everybody join in and clap your hands. Smash. And this summer song is a one which you had a hobby you like, and this I call Can't Buy Me Love. I can't buy me love. Cause I don't care. much for money. Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give. Yeah, say love me too. I may not have a lot to give. What I got, I'll give to you. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody don't it so. Money just can't buy. 'Cause I don't care too much for money. Money can't buy me love. Wow!
Scotto's right here. We're in the room now.
We've taken
off our microphone for our outside audience.
I see.
They are out there on Park Avenue, and the reason we've removed that mic is we are in the studio here.
Uh-huh.
We're awaiting right now the arrival of Ringo and Paul.
Okay.
Also on display in our room here, we have our most original winner. And actually, of the thousands of drawings that came in
to
WABC in our Beatle portrait contest,
yeah,
there are some displayed here now. We'll also get the Beatles' reaction to these drawings, to the paintings that are here, and they are wonderful. The crowd on Park Avenue, numbering, I guess it's kind of hard to estimate because they're in so many groups, but there are several thousand,
Scotto.
And every time we mention them, they cheer. They have been listening on their transistors, and from our studios up above in the Hotel Delmonico, have been replying and singing and swinging and having lots of fun on All American. And as a matter of fact, Jerry, if you will, would you open up our microphone outside so that I can say something to the... All right. There they are, everybody. Now, you gang out there in Park Avenue, stand by and be listening to your transistors momentarily. Ringo and Paul will be here.
Yeah, what's happening?
Earlier, we reported Ringo was having breakfast, and we just talked to Ringo. He called us here on the phone.
Yeah.
And he said, how dare you? I went back to bed. Ringo went back to sleep, and he's going to take another hour nap. He had a pretty good night last night, you know. They left Cincinnati, didn't get in here till around 3.
Yeah.
And then they stayed up, living it up just a little, and I don't blame them. They're just great guys. And so now they're doing that little bit of nap scene, and I think he's going to be right here. He said he promised in about 1 hour.
Beauty.
Because he wants to go nappy-nap, you know what I mean, Dan?
Of course, we'll be there with you when Ringo gets there.
You better believe it. Now, Dan, one other thing, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
While the crowd is out there and while they're listening to WABC, and we're playing those Beatles songs, they're going to be singing right along with you.
Great.
So whatever you play, they're going to do. One more. How about a cheer down there for Big Dan, everybody? For Big Dan Ingram.
Yeah.
And one for Cousin Brucey, who's right here. Cousin Brucey is here. And one for Scotso.
Go, baby.
Ringo, would you mind turning around and looking? These are some, you remember we talked to you on the phone.
Yeah.
These, the best of the entries that we had, the most original, yeah. The most artistic. This is one of the most artistic, the most original, the funniest, the largest and all. These will be displayed in the big museum here at the Huntington Hartford Museum. The best of them. These are just a few. We wondered what you thought.
Nice. That's nice and colorful.
It is. You see the different
countries represented.
I guess so. It looks like it. I can see the yeah, and the rest of it.
You didn't want to keep mouths
too much.
That's colorful, Jimmy. I don't like the mouth, but it's all right.
Didn't like the mouth on one. The rest of it is good. On fall, right.
A few odd teeth there. Not to worry. Oh, silly, nice.
There are thousands of girls outside who've been waiting all day, and we have one girl in here who's been waiting all day to see, and she'd like to get your autograph.
Oh, hello. How
are you? W.A. Beatles C.
Love me do. Whoa.
should tell you, too, Paul, that everybody back home and in 122 countries are going to pick up this broadcast through worldwide ABC. So the countries you've been to already and some that you haven't that you will be going to are going to hear everything that's going on now. And everybody, you can't believe the response to that one St. Christopher medal. We had hundreds of offers from listeners to give him one if this wasn't located. But actually, we located it late last night.
After we left you, after about 100 and some odd calls, he went back to WABC. Oh, it was a rough night, but he really wanted it. He looked so unhappy about it. And as a guest of our city, and as WABC New York's number one city, we had to find it. We just had to find it for him, and we did. I know we did.
Thanks for picking it up.
Thank you, Paul. Good. I think you want to go maybe go help Ringo now.
Yeah.
I got it.